Fruit fly, you're just like me. Expository compare and contrast essay. Presumably, people don't have much in common with fruit flies. After all, fruit flies are tiny creatures with red eyes that lay their eggs in rotten fruit. They live only about 2 weeks. However, previous generations of scientists proved that you and this pesky insect have more in common than you might think. Cells contain genes that determine the traits a person or other living thing has. Human beings and fruit flies have predominantly the same genes. In fact, about 60% of them are identical. This similarity is one reason that fruit flies are a good substitute for human beings in scientific experiments. Their short lifespan also means that they grow fast and flourish, allowing researchers to get information about many generations quickly. In one experiment, scientists made a fruit fly's legs grow where its antennae were supposed to be. They discovered which genes kept the fruit fly's body parts in order. They also learned that people, too, have genes that tell their body parts to grow in a certain arrangement. Sometimes differences are as important as similarities. Both fruit flies and people have brains that learn and remember. However, one major difference between fruit flies and people is that people are affected by peer pressure. As a result, researchers have studied fruit flies to see if the flies can become addicted to alcohol. Scientists reasoned that if fruit flies became addicted, it would have to be because of their genes, not social pressure. In fact, their sample of flies did become addicted, just as some humans do. To study this issue further, one researcher developed a method to isolate the fly genes that cause sensitivity to alcohol. Although human and fruit fly biology are similar, there will always be one big difference between people and these pests. People like to preserve their fruit. That's not the case for fruit flies. To them, the rottener the fruit, the better.